Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Business Model Shifts, 6 Ways to Create New Value for Customers, by Patrick Vanderpyle, Justin Lockitz, and Roland Vinen. Narrated by Graham Rowett. Publisher's Note: This audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material. All models, including business-specific models and graphs, referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. The Customer Wins. As Jean-Baptiste Alphonse Carr, a French critic, journalist, and novelist, once said, "The more things change, the more they remain the same." This statement has never been truer or more evident than it is at this very moment. As this book is being finalized, the world is in the throes of a global pandemic, known as COVID-19. Not only has this pandemic strained the very fabric of society, it has cast a spotlight on the economy, pointing out businesses and business models that must change or die trying. To say this time is an exciting time to live is an understatement, to say the least. Change, very visibly, is accelerating, compounding on itself, creating even more change, faster. We can see that change is not linear. We see this in technology, where only a few years ago technologies like artificial intelligence, AI, were the province of a handful of people, who created algorithms used to suggest the word in a search term. Today, deep learning, a subset of machine learning, which is itself a subset of AI, is being used to create its own algorithms. In other words, in only a few years' time, we've come from a time when humans owned and published the math used to create efficiencies in various computer systems, to a time when humans actually know very little about why the system chooses, itself, to make certain decisions. AI, in a sense, is sowing the seeds for better AI, which is in turn creating better AI, and so on. The same goes for people's attitudes and behaviors. Although at a high level our wants and needs remain somewhat constant in that we desire and need things like security, connectedness, and freedom, as technology changes, thereby changing the world around us, the way people go about achieving their wants and needs is also changing. For example, just as many companies finalized their shiny new open office plans, we found ourselves in the middle of a global paradigm shift. Due to the pandemic, we could no longer meet in meat space, the physical world. This quickly changed people's perceptions of what it meant to meet face-to-face, creating a new world of face-to-face online meetings that had previously been mostly niche or relegated to a few scattered people or groups within any company. In fact, at the time of this writing, people are meeting virtually even for weekly happy hours with their family and friends. The same goes for transportation in and around most cities around the world. Before 2009, hailing, calling, or waiting in line for taxis was commonplace. Today, we grab our smartphones and use ride-hailing apps to magically summon vehicles to take us from point A to point B. When these services don't work or aren't available, we're at a loss, having little idea about what to do next. These changes have in many respects made the world more connected and easier to navigate, even if some of the underlying information is obfuscated from our view. With these changes, people expect the companies they do business with to adapt to the new paradigm, just as traditional taxi companies around the world have had to adapt or face extinction, so will your businesses if you're not willing to change to meet your future customers' wants and needs. How to respond? As an organization, you can certainly choose to resist change, thinking your customers will eventually become tired of the latest trend. This, of course, is how most paradigm shifts start. When in the late 1970s, Sony introduced Betamax and VCRs, Universal Studios sued Sony for copyright infringement, stating that consumers would use Sony's technology to steal content. Sony not only won the case, but once the paradigm shifted, Universal Studios and every other movie studio found themselves in a place where they had to release movies to videotape for home rental, or they would become less relevant to customers and risk extinction. This is not an isolated case. Wherein 50 years ago the average lifespan of a company was about 61 years, today the lifespan has decreased to less than 20 years. In most cases, companies die because they're no longer relevant, having become fixated on fighting for the current business model rather than shifting to a newer, more relevant one. This is the fate of the survival mindset. The good news is that you have agency here. You and the leaders in your organization can also commit to change, focusing on what's truly relevant for your customers and stakeholders, now and in the future. This is what innovation is all about. To succeed, you must adopt a mindset that is open to exploration and continually searches for unmet customer needs and contextual changes in the business, technology, regulatory, and competitive landscape. If you commit to change in this way, you can shift your business and business model as needed to outlast the competition, perhaps even cannibalizing the value you created in the past and creating more value for the future. Where is value now and next? A single business model. Many traditional businesses that deal in buying, manufacturing, brokering, and selling goods are fairly static where their business models are concerned. This makes sense for businesses that historically have dealt with a stable or slowly changing context. How about this? To fulfill customer demand, traditional businesses manufacture more goods while raising capital to continually increase production and scale distribution. Expansion in this case often comes down to investing in product development and/or acquisitions and expanding to new geographies and markets, selling the same goods, because those goods and the underlying single business model are the lifeblood of the organization. Protecting intellectual property, IP, is a constant endeavor. Consider the aforementioned example of Universal Studios. With a single business model in play for content production and distribution, even if that business model had multiple customer segments and revenue streams, if the content can no longer be protected, in Universal's eyes, the business model will die. Keeping this in mind, it's no wonder that many organizations, including Universal Studios, did quite well through most of the 20th century, spending little effort on new business models or innovation within their existing business models. Traditional companies of this period that worked with a single business model often attempted to innovate by engaging in disparate activities that were not tied tightly to their business goals. In these cases, the return on innovation was often pretty low, because innovation that is not tied tightly to a company's business goals seldom leads to new value being created for new and existing customers. Grow a portfolio of business models. By now, we've established that the business world continuously shifts as technology changes at an accelerating rate, and customer behavior and expectations change. Just as Universal Studios and its competitors were forced to create new business models to remain relevant, organizations today must develop, build, grow, and manage not just one business model, but a portfolio of business models to serve an entire spectrum of evolving customer needs. Such a business model portfolio consists of mature business models that generate current cash flow, adjacent business models that are on a growth trajectory, potentially leading to future cash flow, emerging business models that are being incubated with the idea that they may help gain traction in another market, and declining business models that are losing relevance and subsequently declining in revenue. Organizations that employ a business model portfolio approach are always in search of future value, particularly in customer segments and markets where they may not yet play. What's more, a portfolio approach helps to reinforce strategic decision-making around how technologies and customer needs are evolving and what business models must come to the fore, evolve, or be sunsetted in order to create, deliver, and capture future value. Portfolios are about continuous innovation and not stasis as a strategy. Recombine to innovate and shift. New business models and the portfolios they're managed within need not be created from scratch. In fact, given that you may already know your customer and market well, Some of the best business model innovations and shifts are brought about by combining various elements in existing business models in order to create new value. Periodic table. Likewise, every organization has a collection of business model elements that together make up the current business model or models, resulting in value being created, delivered, and captured. To demonstrate how business model shifts work, this book uses real-world case studies. For the large case studies in this book, you'll find what we call a periodic table of business model elements, or simply the periodic table for a particular organization, meant to help surface important elements in the company's business models and overarching strategy and culture that the company uses, or has used, to create new business models via recombining elements. The periodic table is separated into four sections: the aspirational elements related to the vision and ambition of an organization, energy elements related to how an organization fuels the interaction and engagement among its people, customers, and partners, informational elements related to how information flows throughout the organization as part of the value creation process, and operational elements that show the nuts and bolts of the business model that are crucial for enabling value creation. While in no way are the periodic tables of any organization described in this book inclusive of everything that goes on in that organization, what we've attempted to do here is make clear how the various elements are brought together and connected for strategic endeavors, such as shifting business models. What we hope you'll see in the case studies in this book is that forward-thinking, continuously innovating organizations always combine various elements in such a way that new and unique value is created. After all, business model innovation is about finding new combinations from existing business model elements, enhanced elements, and completely new elements. Just as important, it's crucial to get rid of those elements that no longer work and hamper growth. Business model shift. A deliberate and systematic move toward more relevance and value for your customers. No overnight success. Just as with the case studies in this book, the success stories online and in other media often paint a picture that shows innovative companies in the best light, as if they made no mistakes and placed only winning bets, as if it is easy to turn ideas into viable new businesses that disrupt entire markets. Overnight success does not exist. In reality, innovating is hard work, and the journey to success is a long and rocky road. Even in the case studies presented in this book, you'll find that the backstories, which in many cases are simply left out due to space constraints and other editorial criteria, are littered with failures and near constant pivots. That is to say, in order to consistently create, deliver, and capture future value, you must constantly invest time and resources in business model innovation. Evolve, one shift at a time. Just as it's important to understand that there's no such thing as an overnight success where business model shifts are concerned, it's just as important to focus on one business model shift at a time rather than some multifaceted big bang form of disruption. In fact, for most companies wanting or needing to shift their business models, it's more informative to start small, with a single business model shift initiative that everyone can learn from, identifying what works, what doesn't work, and ultimately what customers need and want. Successfully shifting business models is tough and requires guts and perseverance. Innovation and shifts are all about seeing and discovering new customer needs and experimenting to find out what works and, more often, what doesn't work. Most of all, making shifts is about customers. If you don't have customers or cannot keep them, what good is your business model? Business model shift. A business model shift is a deliberate and systematic move toward more relevance and value for customers, and as a result, growth of your organization. Business model shift can reflect bold moves into wholly new business models, but more often, shifts start as small moves inside an existing business model that evolve into entirely new ways of creating value and relevance. Six ways to create new value for customers. In this book, we have identified six kinds of business model shifts, each addressing a structural flaw in the current economic system. While these are discrete shifts that follow some specific business model patterns, it's important to note that like individual business model elements, these shifts can also be combined and recombined to create new business models and customer value specific to the organization, its mission, vision, culture, and resources. The six business model shifts are as follows. 1. The services shift. The move from a product-oriented business model to a service-oriented business model focused on getting some job done for the customer. 2. The stakeholder shift. The move from a shareholder orientation to creating value for all stakeholders in the greater ecosystem and business model context. 3. The digital shift. The move from fragmented online and offline business operations to an always-on business model that is connected to customers and their needs. 4. The platform shift. The move from a disintegrated ecosystem of businesses and uneven value exchange to directly connecting people and businesses, facilitating value exchange in an orderly way. 5. The exponential shift. The move from improving business and revenue streams in terms of single or double-digit percentage growth to exponential thinking and 10x growth and impact. 6. The circular shift. The move from take, make, dispose to restorative, regenerative, and circular value creation. How to use this book? Business Model Canvas 101. How value is created, delivered, and captured. When it comes to business models and their underlying shifts, there is no framework better for demonstrating the mechanisms by which business models work and shift than the Business Model Canvas. This tool, developed by Alexander Osterwalder and published in the best-selling book Business Model Generation, A Handbook for Visionaries, Game Changers, and Challengers by Alexander Osterwalder and Yves Pigneur, published by John Wiley & Sons, is composed of 9 interconnecting boxes that together describe and illustrate how organizations create, deliver, and capture value. What's more, it shows the big picture of a business such that anybody can understand how the business works. And just as business models shift over time by layering business model canvases on top of one another as if there's a Z-axis running through them, they can be used to represent both points in time as well as shifts. Structure of the book. This book has been structured to show how each business model shift moves away from a traditional, outdated, and inefficient business model to one that highlights the unique elements that exist in a particular shift, such as the services shift. This is visualized by showing the high-level from and to business model patterns. We have also identified so-called successor patterns, which are distinct lower-level patterns that show different business model dynamics within each shift. For instance, where the services shift is concerned, there are a number of patterns at play that together tell the bigger story about how a product-to-service shift is made. The dynamic interplay of the shifting elements happening in a single business model canvas would look something like this. Here you can see that for this business model, the value proposition shifts from some, close to, commodity product to a higher quality one, with a promise of helping the customer get their job done, and so on. In each chapter, the specific business model shift is illustrated as one large case study, a couple of medium case studies, and several short case studies, all of which tell a story about how a value creation was brought to life. Learn to apply. Our goal is to encourage you to think and act strategically by illustrating how business model shifts have been made in various industries and by a huge number of companies of all sizes. Of course, while we've attempted to cover as many industries and examples as we could, this book is in no way an encyclopedia of every business model shift in every industry. We urge you to apply what you learn from this book to become skilled in making your own business model shift or shifts. Have fun. We're here when you need us. From normal to new normal. The COVID-19 pandemic is presently an ongoing tragedy and an existential threat to businesses around the world, but it can have the positive effect of helping leaders think in new ways about their business models. Businesses we have relied on for decades are finding new ways to make ends meet, or thrive, or going bankrupt. Every organization, including yours, is being forced to question and rethink its business model. We are excited about the timing of this book because we are confident it will help your organization adapt in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic and energetically adapt when facing any other great threats and opportunities in years to come. For business owners and managers whose businesses were and still are affected by COVID-19, the crucial question is, what can I do now? Faced with this question, you have several options. 1. You could close your business and walk away. 2. You could work on cutting costs to a bare minimum in order to stay alive another day. 3. You could wait for things to work out, ignoring the fact that they may not, and even if they do, we may find ourselves in a similar position in the future. Or 4. You can immediately shift your business model for the short and long term. As you might guess, this book focuses on shifting your business model. It is our point of view that we are collectively at the point of no return. The paradigm shift is happening, and we can no longer afford to wait for some new tech to save us. At this point, we must focus on business model innovation with both a short and long-term view. Yes, this takes resources that might be scarce today, yet the urgency to invest in business model innovation has never been clearer or more needed than right now. So what can you do right now? 1. The first thing you need to do to get started innovating your business model is to dive deep into what your current or old business model looks like and how it used to work. The best way to do this is to break out a business model canvas, described in this book's introduction, and use this, with your team, business partners, or confidants, to detail exactly how your business created, delivered, and captured value up until now. Don't worry about every iteration your business has taken. Rather, focus on the most recent and relevant past. What makes or made your business tick? What do you produce and how? Whom do you serve? The best way to answer these questions is by scribbling down or drawing each detail or element as its own sticky note and applying that to the corresponding section of the business model canvas. Don't leave out important details, and don't be wishful. Your job is to capture what is or once was such that you can zoom out and interrogate the complete collection of elements that was your business model. If you don't know how your business created, delivered, and captured value simply because you just did that on autopilot, this is the time to take a step back and get introspective. 2. Once you've captured what you believe is a complete picture of your business model, on a separate piece of paper, a flip chart or a whiteboard, identify the weak points and strong points of your current or old business model. What used to work that now doesn't? What value propositions simply aren't being delivered or purchased by your customers? What key resources are underutilized and costing you money to keep around? What are you doing well? What are customers continuing to come back for? What key resources are you proud of? At this point, you might even zoom out further and consider cultural elements related to your business model that make your business what it is. Now is the time to truly understand your periodic table, the core of your overall value creation, and use it to create a shift. Don't hold back. One of the best ways to pivot in the short and long term is to use what you already have. 3. Once you've gone through this introspective exercise and your business model is broken, or at least fractured, you can create new ways to reach your customers. For many companies, this might be the perfect moment to go through a digital shift, which is a business model strategy that focuses on using digital technology to create and deliver great customer experiences unencumbered by physical-only value propositions, resources, and activities. If your business deals with physical goods and/or services, technology is the enabler and not the value proposition. This strategy may use existing and/or new technologies to enable organizations to create relevancy with and for customers. At its core, the digital shift is about figuring out how to use digital technologies to deliver value creation, as well as deliver that value to current and new customer segments. At BMI, a business model innovation and strategy firm run by the authors of this book that used to do most of its business face-to-face in facilitated workshops, we have had to undergo an entire digital shift in order to help our company deliver on its core value propositions. This has meant that, like most companies, we've had to move fully to online collaboration tools like Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and Mural, while also changing the very nature of how we run what used to be several-day workshops. Though you might think that this is a stopgap for us, that couldn't be further from the truth. Through doing and continuing to do the work to shift our business model and ways of working to be completely digital, we have found that we're able to respond to our clients' needs in new ways that we could have never done before. Likewise, as with many people, you may be thinking, now would be a good time to use your business to give back to the world or your community. We call this a stakeholder shift, which is a business model strategy that seeks to ensure that value is created for all stakeholders, customers, employees, partners, society, and investors, simultaneously. Organizations that undergo this shift find ways to actively engage each and every stakeholder to make sure they achieve their goals as well. Examples of businesses that have undergone a stakeholder shift, often simultaneously with a digital shift, abound. One such company is Bear Bottle, which markets itself as a San Francisco crowd-inspired craft brewery. When the COVID-19 calamity forced everyone to shelter in place, Bear Bottle, which has a brewery and large tap room that serves in many ways as a de facto community center in the Bernal Heights neighborhood of San Francisco, found itself in a place where it needed to go through its own shift to meet the needs of the community. Although drinking beer is certainly one of those needs, what Bear Bottle's team discovered early on was that just like most of any other restaurant or bar, people went to Bear Bottle not just for a drink. They went there for the community. Rather than wait for that community to come back to its physical space, Bear Bottle created an online community, complete with virtual craft beer tastings led by its employees. What's more, these are all free for anyone to join. This has been a way for Bear Bottle to give back to the community while also establishing new relationships with its customers, employees, partners, and investors. 4. So how might you make these shifts for your business? By far, the most straightforward, actionable way to generate new options for your business is a technique called epicenter-based ideation. With epicenter-based ideation, you'll effectively use your current business model to generate ideas for the future by focusing on the core of what you do and who you deliver value to. One way to start ideating in this way is to clear your business model of 8 boxes, leaving the focus on one single box. What would you build if you kept all the existing elements or sticky notes for only that one box? For instance, what if you were able to bring to bear your company's resources to create an entirely new business model? During COVID-19, many restaurants realized that one of their key resources was fresh ingredients, which they bought in bulk. Out of this key resource came new business models wherein restaurants are selling things you can't find at the grocery store or creating cook-at-home meal boxes. Using epicenter-based ideation, it's best to start by zeroing in on the elements in your business model where you shine. For many businesses, this might be your core value proposition, the product plus its promises. Focusing on that, if you had to remove most of the elements except your core value proposition and your customers, in what new ways might customers experience your value proposition that they cannot do today? What's unique about epicenter-based ideation is that once you have a good handle on the big picture of how your business used to work, you can mine it for constituent pieces that would work really well in future business models. 5. Once you and your team have created a number of ideas, you'll want to assess them all and using your own point of view and company culture as a guide, identify the ones.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?